Hello there. Welcome to Chip Shots. Teddy Sliman with you here in the air chair. We're going to be talking golf over the next hour. My friend and compadre and colleague, Raul Boxcar Bergeron, will be joining me shortly. Wow. Messy day for golf. In fact, the high school state golf championships across the state, at least those in South Louisiana at the Wetlands and Cane Row, got postponed till tomorrow, and some of them on Wednesday as well. So we hope better weather for the state high school championships around the state. Nonetheless, we needed the rain, so golf courses were getting dry and hard, and Mother Nature always provides, right? We don't have to argue with her. Let's thank our sponsors before we move along too far. Start out with our title sponsor, golfballs.com, located right there in Lafayette on Ono Boulevard in the shopping center by Harbor Freights, right next to them. Everything you want in golf is available there. You can head into their simulator and try out the brand new golf equipment for the year. Springtime's the time to buy new golf equipment, so go to golfballs.com and pick up the latest from all the big companies and hit into their simulator and see the ones you like the best. Golfballs.com, Ono Boulevard, right there in Lafayette. And of course, our local golf clubs, as I always say, without them, we'd have no local golf news. So we thank St. Mary's, Eagle Ridge, Cane Row, Sugar Oaks, Bellevue, and Atchafalaya, all those right here in Acadiana. And so we'll start out with Eagle Ridge. They had the latest edition of the Acadiana Pro-Am. 121 players teed it up a couple weeks ago. They got rained out in the first week, but got it played and finished in the second week. So kudos to Doug Biard, our tournament director, for accomplishing that feat. So first place went to Ronnie Broussard, Kevin Ledford, James Morris, and Carl Broussard. They were plus 15, winning $140. And once again, that's redeemable at golfballs.com. What a good blessing there to have the Pro-Am Association go to golfballs.com and have plentiful merchandise to choose from. So once again, thanks to golfballs.com for piggybacking with us at the Acadiana Pro-Am and providing us with merchandise. So second place went to Mark Hooks, Linda Savoy, Paul Colson, and Ian Ruskowski. Plus 12, they won $100 each. Third place, Dylan Landry, Dan Hidalgo, Paul Walters, and Patrick Darby. They won $60 with a plus 9 team total. On the individual side, A player Jason Smith, B player Garrett Terrio, and Garrett had a fine round, minus 467 over at his home course, Eagle Ridge. C player Pat Ainsley, and D player Michael Michel. Our next Pro-Am is going to be at Sugar Oaks next month, and I'm sure Doug will let us know exactly when we can tee it up over there. You know, we have to check with all the different golf courses to see if it's possible to play on certain days. Sometimes they may have a tournament or some other kind of outing. So now we turn our attention to St. Mary's, one of the nine-hole courses down the way there. They had a tournament recently, and in the championship flight, first place went to Abram Hartley. Second place, Taylor Brocato. Then in the first flight, first place went to Jim Williams. Second place, Kevin Adams. Then also at St. Mary's, they had their Twilight Scramble on Wednesday. In the championship flight, first place went to Taylor Brocato, Abram Hartley, and Jackson Mayea. And then in the first flight, winners were Ronald Adams and Travis Adams and Dwayne Broussard. Three-man teams there for their Twilight Scramble. Then down at Bellevue, their sister nine-hole course in Franklin. Of course, St. Mary's is located in Patterson, Bellevue, and Franklin. And they interact with each other quite a bit, having tournaments, because they're two nine-hole courses with the same vision, if you will. So at Bellevue, they had their Thursday shootout, nine-hole backwards par 3 contest, and it was a scramble. Now, I don't know about that. I'm going to have to ask Bakhtiar when he gets in here if he understands what that is. And next time I chat with Ty Burdett, the owner and operator, I'll have to ask him. Backwards means backwards, right? You hit from a tee box on one hole and go backwards to the green on the other hole. But to do that in a par 3 fashion, wow. Don't know. Anyway, the winners were, of course, who else? Brandon Burdett and Kurt Walden, minus 3. Ty managed to finish second. Ty Burdett and Ben Clements, minus 1. And in third place, Robbie Darden and Mike Zerlot at even par. Then on Sunday, they had their Shambo. That's a fun format. Bakhtiar and I were talking. I kind of wish that the Zurich Classic, which was played this week, and Bakhtiar and I will be talking at length about that in the second segment, but I wish one of their formats was a Shambo instead of alternate shot. But we'll talk about that later. And so over at Bellevue, their Shambo was won by Jamin Vacalera, Darren Johnson, and J.D. Mayfield. They were minus 11. So one strange moment, no Burdett won first place, but Brandon did finish second. Brandon Burdett, Mike Zerlot, and David Arbonneau, minus 10, only one shot out, finished second. Third place, there it is, Ty Burdett, Garrett Burns, and Cody James, minus 8. Thanks, Ty, for getting me this information, and thanks, Barry Bonner, for getting me the information from St. Mary's. Appreciate it. Continuing with Bellevue, though, they put a lot of emphasis and money as well on closest to the hole in these tournaments. So Brandon Burdett was first in the closest to the hole. Second, Keith Hodges. Third, Tommy Womack. Skins, Jamin Vacalera and Brandon Burdett. They both had eagles on par fives and won the skins, $80 each. So that's a lot of cashola for them. And also at Bellevue, and this is kind of old, but I love to promote it because it's a great cause. The third annual Lydia Cancer Society three-man scramble was played there. And kudos for raising a lot of money for cancer research. First flight winners was Doug Robichaud, Mickey Michel, and Chase Arbonneau. Second flight winners was Bill McNett, Keith Domingues, and Kevin Duvall. Congratulations, and thanks to those guys for doing such a good job. A little further down the road in Patterson at Atchafalaya, today, April the 29th, they fertilize in their golf course, which is pretty unusual. They fertilize in their tees, fairways, and roughs. So they're making a concerted effort to get that golf course in pristine shape, and you got to appreciate that. And so tomorrow, there are only 9 holes open today, tomorrow as well as they'll do the back 9 tomorrow at Atchafalaya. Then also coming up at Atchafalaya on their range, tailor-made fitting day, Saturday, May 4th. Book your appointment ahead from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. The fittings will be taking place. Call 985-6295 or get on their website at Atchafalaya and get fitted by TaylorMade, either irons or woods or whatever. Kane Row, here's their specials. Twilight Tuesday through Sunday. After 3 p.m., only $32. Their senior special, 60 years plus. Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, $32. And then if you want to be a member, now's the time to join. Springtime is here. Get you a new set of golf clubs and become a member at Kane Row, all in the same shot. You save 20% off of their soft goods, 10% off of their hard goods. Wow, that's Bakhtiar coming in hot. My goodness. Go to the other mic.
Oh, my God.
Okay, let's try mic 3. Bakhtiar's in the house. We're having a little bit of a difficulty. And the last mic we'll try. Mic number 4, come in, please. Oh, my. So, I guess we'll just have to share this mic. Come sit over here with old Teddy. We're struggling here, folks. The bumper music's not working. Weird old microphone. So I was talking about Kane Rowe. Book your tee time 1 week in advance. That's a big advantage of being a member out at Kane Rowe. And
I could just go in my car and call in.
You're laughing, but that doesn't work.
Oh.
Jeff Well told me, okay. You know, that the telephone's not working, telephone line. Somehow he said it's messed up
that,
and he's got to get
something. That sounds like a telephone
line. That's weird, huh? Ooh, ooh. Well, I don't know. Let's see. Maybe.
Is there a coach's show tonight? I hope not.
No. But we got you some beans right there.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah. I knew you were going to bring me a beer, so beans and beer, good combo.
Yeah. You like beans, right?
You got to come beans? A little closer. I don't have bad breath, do I?
No, but I mean, this is really awkward.
It's funny.
I mean, you just do your local stuff and I'll get closer when it comes time to talk to you, Rick.
All right, so. Be a member at Kane Rowe and buy one, get one free. Johnny O polos, all golf gloves, 40% off. Gloves, 20% off. Footjoy pants, 30% off. All hats, caps, and visors, $30. Coming up at Kane Rowe in June is their first MGA tournament of the year. I think the other one got rained out. And then the 11th annual affiliate Troop 1 State Troopers Golf Tournament is going to be held May 3rd. That's a Friday, 8 o'clock shotgun start. Kane Rowe Golf Course, New Iberia. That's just the phone. But exactly right. Boy, you're going to have to run the boards now.
It sounded like a phone issue.
Dang. Wow. And you all this time saying, I don't know how to do the boards anymore. I caught you speeding. Wait. I'll get that fixed. Okay.
All right. Yep, yeah, there we go.
Hey, boxcar to the rescue. He's been hiding out all this time.
I'm just to keep making the noise anyway.
Hey, now I can leave town and have you run the boards all yourself.
Oh,
I caught you.
Oh, well.
Now we're having fun.
You're welcome. Okay.
Darn. He even knew where the buttons were.
Well, I just saw a telephone lit up, and I was like, okay, if the telephone line doesn't work out. And it's
Boy, I feel like a fool. I didn't realize that.
And it's lit up, then that's probably.
You recognize that as a telephone, huh?
Well, it says T-E-L.
No, but I mean that sound.
Well, yeah. That. I mean, I did do radio for a long time
before. Boy, telling you, man.
You know, we didn't have these kind of fancy boards, but we did have issues. And
and you remember.
I do remember, yeah. Wow. Yeah. So
get Boxcar Plus in his box. All right.
See you next week, Ted. I'm heading back.
No, I think I'm going to just let you run the boards here after I take this first break. I'm going to sit back and talk back. All right. The Bo Diddley. Bo Diddley.
Bo Diddley. Bo Diddley.
Somebody. District Attorney Bo Dewey's golf tournament is going to be held Monday, May 13th at Kane Rowe Golf Course. I think they have two tee times. Yep, 8 a.m. and 1:30 p.m., and it's a four-man scramble both morning and afternoons. And then the following weekend, May 17th and 18th, the Live Like Liam Golf Tournament. Three tournaments, 2 days. On Friday is a two-man scramble. On Saturday, three-man scramble. And then in the afternoon, four-man scramble. All kind of sponsorships available, all kind of different prices and whatever. So big fundraising tournament for the young man who got shot and killed several years ago. Then the Louisiana Golf Association is going to come down to Kane Rowe and have a play day on May 23rd. Two-person scramble. Anyone can play. $75 if you are a member of the Louisiana Golf Association, $95 if you're not. And included in that is a crawfish boil for all players. And fun time there for golfers. Then also at Kane Rowe, the first annual or inaugural Iberia Chamber of Commerce golf tournament, Friday, June 7th. Kane Rowe Golf Course, 8 o'clock shotgun start. 6:30 to 7:30, register 4-person scramble, 150 per player. Then down at Sugar Oaks, big weekend this past weekend, but their weekly specials, they're still promoting that. 9 or 18 holes on Monday and Tuesday, $22. Wednesday all day, $31. Play as many holes as you can, and we all know that that's when they have their Wednesday scramble. And so results of...
No, go ahead.
Yeah, we're going to talk about the...
I was just going to ask if you were able to open the videos.
I can't. I wanted to tell you that.
Yeah.
Dang. I mean, but I saw, I got the still picture. But we can get, let me get this.
I mean, I don't have the.
Well, nobody can see video on the radio.
No. But they had the actual winners.
Well, I got that.
Oh, okay.
I got the still part, but okay. I couldn't do the video.
Yeah.
But anyway, we're going to talk about that in a bit. But right now, the Wednesday scramble is Olin Granger, Chris Bayard, and Nicky Melanso on minus five for the Twilight Scramble. Then Friday, they had a shamble. Friday, April 26th, Tam Rosemont, Keith Domains, and Jed Mesh were plus 11 on the front. Tam Rosemont's the club champion over at Sugar Oaks. And he did verify that it was the Todd Viator that passed away.
Well,
you knew that.
Well, yeah, I could tell by the obituary picture.
Man,
you know?
It's just weird because... He had played in the tournament like a week or so before.
So it was a sudden.
Tam said that he fell and hit his head. And then there was a bunch of my old buddies there playing Sunday. And we got to, you know, chit-chatting. And I didn't catch exactly what transpired after he fell. But Tam, for getting that information to me. Our good friend, Todd Viator. So back to the results. On the back 9 and 18, Olin Granger, Glenn Dupuy, and Nicky Melanson. Then the shootout was played Sunday, but they played it at Eagle Ridge because of all the hoopla that we're going to talk about in a bit that was going on Saturday and Sunday over at Sugar Oaks. So for the shootout, the winner was Eric Lachelet and Billy McNett, plus five. And in the B-flight, Lance Kipp and Ryan Longman, plus five as well. Coming up at Sugar Oaks, in fact, this Friday, May 3rd, is the 4-H tournament, long-time standing tournament that's been held there for many, many years, run by Mr. Bert Sestian, and of course, Blair Hebert. You hear his voice here on Kane Radio periodically when he gets an interview with Jeff concerning 4-H information. And so it's a 4-person scramble, 8 o'clock shotgun start. In fact, Friday, me and TPR are going to go to the island in Plaquemine and play in the state KC scramble along with Melvin Oob and Tom DeGeneres. So looking forward
That'd
to that.
Be cool, yeah.
Wish we had a designated driver, though. But
yeah, that's the only bad thing is that, and that drive over the Chaffalot
Basin. Not looking forward to that.
I just don't, I'm glad I don't have to do that anymore. When I was working for the state and had to do that like once a week, I just always dreaded that.
Yeah.
You know, just if it's an accident happens, I mean,
you're
stuck. Just stuck, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know.
And so it was a big weekend at Sugar Oaks, the divorce scrambles weekend, Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah.
So Saturday, St. Edward's School had their Panda Palooza golf. Boy, and I'm telling you, I played golf there Saturday morning with Jerome and Jim, mostly. You know, I didn't, that's another story we talked about.
Yeah.
But, man, they had all kind of tents and stuff, all kind of look like games and things going around. They had chairs way out where the old clubhouse was, and they had them in a circle, and looked like they had all kind of fun game stuff scheduled for that Panda Palooza.
And that was at what time? One?
That was at 2.
Oh, two.
But I think the festivity or the games and stuff started
because
they wanted us off the golf course like at noon or something.
Okay.
You know?
Right.
But they had a golf ball drop. For the following one, the following day, right, for the
St. Jude's.
Mm-hmm. And that was pretty interesting what you showed me, the helicopter dropping balls on what looked like
the chipping green.
Yeah. Lots of balls.
I was kind of wondering where it would happen. And I saw the whole video, and I have no idea how high they would have gotten, but I would guesstimate about the height of the – Well, probably not even the Community First Bank building. Probably
the helicopter.
Yeah, it didn't like get real, real high.
No, no.
Right? You know,
to drop the ball.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know, so I don't know how many feet exactly, but all the balls were in a like a tub, and basically the guy just started slowly pouring them out. You know, and a bunch of them were hitting the railings of the copter and kind of gone all over the place, and, you know, then eventually he just dumped them all. And so there were, like, several different ways to win. One was the closest to the hole. Then they had a St. Jude ball, and whoever's ball landed closest to the St. Jude ball, and then they had the furthest from the hole.
Right.
And but with
so it, Allison Pearson, so it looked like Allison it. Perron won closest. Furthest was won by Emily Bodin.
So it was $10 per ball, right? It looked like they had, yeah. Remember, because we talked about buying a couple and going on half,
we never
did it.
Yeah.
But, man, I think they had a lot of golf balls because it was in the, for sure, the 800s I saw. You know, one of the winners, you know, was like 886 or something like that.
They were, $1,000 winner was Taylor Carrier and Dylan Mesh.
Right. So I'm thinking they probably sold at least 1,000 golf balls, so at $10,000, you know.
That's pretty good, huh?
You know, and you, so you give back, you know, what, I mean, 1,000 and whatever the other prizes were, but, I mean, still.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was pretty interesting. Now, I thank God it was a chipping green because I did see where the balls obviously made pitch marks, you know. So,
and that hard ground.
They were also aerated. It looked like the greens were aerated, yeah. Or that green, that chipping green was, so mm-hmm. Maybe they did that in anticipation of the, but you know, whatever you call damage or whatever. But yeah, they were making some little pitch marks. But,
and then winning the tournament was the famous Doug Beard and his wife Rhonda, teamed up with Jimmie Rodgers and his granddaughter. The tournament part. Then Friday night they had a Calcutta where they could bet on the teams and stuff. And so let's see who.
Wait,
won.
So Morgan played with Doug?
No, his wife, Rhonda.
Oh, his wife, okay.
Help
me,
Rhonda.
But still, I mean, she plays golf.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah. Yeah. She can shoot in the 80s.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, that's a loaded team there.
So that's probably why they bet on him so much. They had a Calcutta Friday night, and let's see. $648 went to St. Jude, $432 to, it doesn't say who won, who bet on Doug, but, that, you know, $432, so, you know.
Yeah.
All right. Also at Sugar Oaks, thanks to Boyd Booty for getting me results of the Gator Golf Club. They played at Atchafalaya, and went in the first flight was Don Duck DeReese, +4. And Duck works for the city now. I see him at City Park all the time. Went in the second flight, Dwayne Hoffpower. Wow, what a round he had, +11. And so there's nothing set up for May for the Gator Golf Club since all these tournaments are in May that we've been announcing, but their next tournament will be at Tamaka Trails in Marksville, June 29th and 30th. Great, great golf course there. Boyd had just come back from playing in it. He got invited to play in some tournament there and said it was in gorgeous shape. The Lafayette Senior Men's Golf Association, Lawson Rooley, president. Their second Tuesday of the month out-of-town tournament was played on the road at Atchafalaya, right there in Patterson again. John Pierce was the winner of that. Johnny Clavel second, Bill Ball third, Brett Galata fourth. Then their March tournament at Abab Municipal Golf Course was played, and the format for that was individual points. First place went to Greg Gautreau at +2. And on the junior scene, I announced at the top of the hour there in the opening that the state championships are going on around the state. Particularly here in Acadiana, they've been postponed due to the terrible weather we had this morning. I know Kane Rowe is going to try to play 36 holes tomorrow. They're hosting Division II, I believe it is, St. Thomas More, Catholic High, those schools. Then Division I, which is Lafayette High and my grandson Drew, playing at the Wetlands. They're going to play Tuesday and Wednesday with tee time scheduled. So,
ooh, hopefully.
Yeah, hopefully.
I don't know what Karen Crow got because of the Wetlands, you know, it drains, but it's not, it doesn't drain great, you know.
No,
so
it's in South Louisiana, you know.
So yeah. So they may, you know, I don't know.
And then the Raging Cajuns finished their season in the same fashion that they started it, finishing way at the bottom of the leaderboard at the Sun Belt Conference Championship at Annandale. And so they'll have to look forward to next year to perform any better. But they're going to have the hot and spicy golf tournament over at Oakbourne now in Lafayette, and that's going to be May 7th, this coming Tuesday, a week from this coming Tuesday, rather. Hot and spicy tournament presented by McLaughlin. And so that's about it. Standings for the Gulf States PGA. Raging Cajun, former Raging Cajun, Greg Sonnier is leading the Player of the Year running, and he's the assistant pro over at Lake Charles Country Club. That'll do it for the local stuff, and Fox Corps and I will get a chance to reminisce about our one-day trek to New Orleans when we come back after the break. Stay tuned.
Sugar Oaks Golf Course, located at 4002 Sugar Oaks Road, is an 18-hole regulation golf course. This medium yardage layout has adequate length, wide fairways, and not too difficult approach shots. Sugar Oaks Golf Course is a semi-private course that's open to the public. Our guest rates are very attractive, and our monthly dues are accommodating. Give us a call for your tee time. That's Sugar Oaks Golf Course in New Iberia. Phone 337-364-7611.
364-7611. GolfBalls.com carries the latest selection of golf balls, clubs, and gear from brands such as Titleist, TaylorMade, and Callaway. Get custom fit in our state-of-the-art golf simulator or shop our selection of high-quality apparel from Vineyard Vine, Southern Tide, and Bad Birdie. Featuring 20,000 square feet of golf equipment and gear, GolfBalls.com was founded here in Acadiana 25 years ago and remains the world leader in golf customization. Located on Arnold Boulevard next to Harbor Freight Tools and, of course, online at GolfBalls.com.
Calling all steak lovers. Now the best steak house is your house. Introducing Chairman's Reserve 100% USDA Angus Choice Beef, new at your house's markets. Chairman's Reserve 100% USDA Angus Choice Beef is sourced from independent farmers and ranchers and selected by strict standards to ensure you're getting the very best. Beautifully marbled, juicy, delicious. Chairman's Reserve is 100% USDA Angus Choice Beef. It's hand-cut and hand-dribbed by a Rouse's Markets butcher right in the store. Chairman's Reserve at Rouse's Markets. It's like bringing the steakhouse home.
Hey, guys, if you're looking for the top golf experience in Iberia Parish, you need to look no further than Cane Row Golf and Turf Club. Low or high handicappers will enjoy the beautiful greens, the recently refurbished sand traps, and incredibly plush fairways. And by the way, you don't have to be a golfer to enjoy Cane Row. The brand new clubhouse sports some of the best burgers, pizza, wings, and many other choices, along with absolutely the best, most potent margaritas that you've ever tried. So whether it's golf, food, or just some fun, come to Cane Row and enjoy.
Chip Shots, Mondays at 5 on the all-new Cane 107.5. Hits of the 60s, 70s, and 80s.
Oh, I thought that would be fitting. It's rejecting us too.
Well, it's just every other note.
All right. Well, we'll let that go. No bagpipes for the Irish. Winners of this week, Zurich Classic down in Avondale, New Orleans, Louisiana, TPC Golf Course. I had a fun time. I know you were a little disappointed with
the setup. Yeah. Well, the arrangement. Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, that's neither here nor there. That's just one of those things. And you know, we're a small market radio station, and this just happened to be the biggest Zurich Classic they've had to date.
Especially in that format.
I think going back to the individual format too. I mean, honestly,
I don't know. I've seen Jack Nicklaus play there. So.
Well, no. I'm talking about the Zurich, not back at Lakewood and all that. Okay. I'm talking about, you know, between late English turn and when they came to TPC.
No, they had a great field.
I mean, great crowd. I mean, I'm not saying
they had a great player.
Yeah, and I mean, it's just that's the whole thing that stuck with me this weekend is how, and we talked about that, you and I, you know, a lot Friday when we went, you know, and was how much one player can make a difference, you know, and we you know kind of pondered that idea what. You know, what would have happened if Tiger had ever played in this event? You know, how many people would have flocked up? But, I mean, I can't imagine, you know, if you're Steve Worthy and you're the chairman here, and again, this is charity-driven, right? You know, so the Four Kids Foundation is the beneficiary and St. Michael's School and all these great causes, and all of a sudden, not only do you get this dynamic duo, but you know this format. There's no guarantee they're going to make the cut. This is not live, okay? You know they may not be playing over the weekend, and then your crowds would probably go down by 50%. But not only do they make the cut, they're in contention. And then not only Sunday are they in contention, but they end up winning the tournament. I mean, there's like a dream scenario how things played out, you know, for the tournament.
No question. Even Rory felt bad for that team that that lost in the playoff. Martin Raynor and Chad Ramey. it was like it was meant to be, because all these other teams were faltering coming down the stretch.
Oh, it's kind of surreal watching. You watched the ending of it?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you know, you're looking at that 25 number, and again, for that, you know, Ramey and Martin to post, nine under in the morning, 63, I think it was.
63. They finished almost 3 hours.
Yeah.
You know, Rory and them weren't even at the turn when they finished.
No. They were the sixth group off in the morning, you know.
What a phenomenal round.
They
huh?
started, you know, tied for 27th at 16 under. And then now you have to wait 3 hours, you know, because 25's been kind of it's been the average winning score. Over the last whatever years since they switched formats. So you kind of look at that, you say, okay, well, you know, it might hold, probably won't, but, you know, might hold up. But you're exactly right, Ted. What happened was you didn't have Shoffley and Cantley and those guys in contention. You had teams that had never, were struggling. I mean, and Zach Blair and Fishburne had every opportunity in the world to win this tournament, you know, and they just blew it, you know, coming down the stretch. Some of it had to do with strategy and how they, you know, chose who hit first off the tees but Shane Lowry wasn't hitting the ball good at all. I mean,
and not putting well.
Not putting well. And Rory kind of just willed them to victory, really, you know, and hit that fantastic chip shot on 18 and luckily, you know, Lowry did make that putt. I think it was about a 5-footer. It wasn't overly difficult, but he hadn't, you know, like you said, he hadn't been putting well. So they, you know, get in the playoff, and then at that point, like Rory said, you know, he felt bad because the other team had been, they had finished, they had gone in the clubhouse, ate lunch, because, you know, it was, they had been out for, you know, that long.
Yeah.
Went back to I saw him on the putting green, you know, hitting balls and kind of waiting to hear what was going to happen. They were probably expecting to go home, you know, and just getting that, you know, yeah, somebody's at 26, 27, and it didn't happen. So all of a sudden, now you're going right back, and when that happened, and when whoever teed off for their team hit it, you know, pretty far left and in the rough, and then they just kind of really struggled there from there, and had, I think, about a 6-footer for par, but, man, it didn't even come close to hitting the cup, you know, so it was pretty surreal, and then after that, the post-victory celebration oh, my goodness.
You know, Boxco, what amazed me when we went on Friday, okay, and so we got there, 9:30, 10 o'clock, whatever it was, and Rory had played probably played almost the front nine, or they started on the back, I don't know what
it was. They started on 10, yeah, I think they probably played about five or six holes.
So we get out there and we're skipping around trying to watch where Rory's teeing off so we can get close, because they had so many people there.
Yeah.
We had to park like unbelievable.
Literally the last parking space in the Larry O'Center. You know, and I don't know where they put cars after that, because the median was supposed to be reserved for the sponsors,
right.
So I don't know what happened after that.
I don't know. But when we got out there, okay, so there's these huge crowds following Rory and of course Shane Lowry as well, but so
yeah.
when we finish,
right.
You know, Patrick Cantlay and Xander Schauffele's about to tee off, and we walk right up to the tee box. He got number one seat.
Yeah.
You know, I mean it's like nobody's watching the other two top 10 players.
Right, Ryder Cup players, Olympic gold medalist,
exactly.
And Schauffele. You know, I mean, and it's really like when we watched Luke Donald and when he was number one in the world, and Bubba Watson had everybody following him. You know,
yeah.
And
that
I mean,
it was eerie.
And you really couldn't get close to really, well, we didn't want one or two holes, you know, to watch Rory in. And again, it was alternate shots, so, you know, that's one of the things that you kind of have to decide what day you're going to go, if you want to see them both hit shots or just one or the other. And of course, you know, the thing that we found out, and I was glad to pass along to other patrons because they didn't realize it, is that the teams prior to teeing off decided odd or even, okay? Mm-hmm. So it wasn't like once you hold out on a hole, then the next guy hit,
right,
you know,
going
to the
tee box. Right,
that's true
alternate shot.
Right. So this was a little bit of modified format. It was just, you know, you odd or even. And so they had picked, I think Rory was even, right, because he didn't tee off.
He was even, yeah. You watched him on eight.
Right, because Shane Lowry teed off on one.
Which was his 70th hole, though.
Right. But, I mean, it was an even, I mean, odd number hole. Well, whatever. I mean, yeah. You know. So, you know, that's kind of one of the things when you go, you have to kind of pick and choose what days you want to, I guess, you know, if you want to see them both hit or you want to kind of.
Teased this earlier. I don't know if you were listening, driving in. I said, you and I talk about how they need to change that. And I think a good avenue would be, you know, since they're not playing strict alternate shot anyway with this odd-even picking your hold you want to play on, why not go with a shamble type thing where they both hit off of every tee and then select the best shot from there and scramble in?
What I would have loved to have seen a true scramble finish on a Sunday because, boy, that can – I mean, you can go really, really low, you know. But I think
the PGA Tour's mentality is like that's a stigma.
They used to do it on the Senior Tour, though. They had that kind of a format for one tournament. But, yeah, I don't think – you know, I did realize that they had FedEx Cup points attached to this, you know, 400, I think, a piece.
Right.
But each player got like 1.5, 2 million or something.
That's
like
a lot of money.
You know, it's a lot of money, yeah, you know.
And I looked at that and I said, those poor guys that finished second, they got like a half a million. Now, that's a lot of money to them. But
to them, that's a lot of money.
The status and all is just very disappointing.
Well, but it's a two-year, you know, it's a two-year, like, you don't get into a mate, you don't get into, you know, the Masters, but it's a two-year exemption on tour. Now, Shane Lowry and Rory McIlroy don't need that, okay? But Martin Trainer and Ramey could have used that two-year exemption.
One of them didn't even have status, I don't think.
Yeah, and neither did, like, Fishburne didn't have any status. Zach Blair had a little bit of status, but, yeah. I mean, you know, it was a lot of – that's kind of the intrigue of this tournament. You can have some of these, you know, kind of feel-good stories, and you kind of see – you know, you kind of see where the teams are forming, you know. So you saw the Utah connection between Fishburne and Zach Blair. And as you mentioned, Taysom Hill was out there, you know, rooting them on.
Yeah.
Because he went to BYU, you know. And, mm-hmm. and these guys grew up playing junior golf together, you know. And then you see, you know, other tie-ins. So because you got to wonder, it's like, okay, well, yeah, obviously Rory and Shane, you know, They're both Irish, so
right.
that makes sense. But why is, you know, so-and-so playing with so-and-so? Well, guess what? They both went to the same college together.
Well,
you know?
I got a little story about that, and you know it. Russ Cochran, 65 years old, teed it up with his son, who is a caddy for Eric Cole. So he played with Eric Cole. 65 years old, he's still a PGA member, and he has rights to play there.
Right.
But, I mean, they had no chance. Like,
right.
You know, John Daly and who he played with last year? David Duval. They finished last by 12 shots.
Yeah.
But 65-year-old Russ Cochran teed it off at Eric Cole, because Eric Cole's caddy is Reed Cochran, Russ's son. I mean, and then they had brothers playing together, like the Cootie brothers.
The Hodgards?
Hodgards.
Yeah.
The twins.
I think
they were twins. Yeah.
I wish we could have seen them.
Fitzpatrick's played together as well.
Yeah, the Fitzpatricks, yeah. Everything usually it kind of makes sense. I mean, there are a few odd pairings, I guess, but now you know what I wanted to tell you, Ted. One of the things I noticed, and we talked about that on the way back, and then I'm watching Sunday, and all of a sudden I realized, boy, Sunday is a lot different because when we were there Friday for alternate shots, it was pretty much you're on your own. Okay, so you know Rory hits his drive. You know, Lowry's right there. Rory's on the other side of the fairway.
Mm-hmm.
Sunday, you saw a lot more interaction. The players were talking to each other, right by each other.
Right,
you know, kind of
absolutely right.
Planning strategy. So I'm like, well, okay, yeah, because a little bit different ball game, you know. So
yeah, no question.
But
yeah,
I thought it was interesting, you know, because when we saw on Friday, their outfits were all black, they were, you know, one of the questions in the post. Presser was, you know, why didn't they wear green shirts? And Shane Lowry said, I don't, I don't own a green shirt. I don't have one, period, you know. So they had to, you know, they did match at least, you know. But,
getting back to the crowds a little bit, you know, how huge they were. And they were competing with Jazz Fest as well as the Pelicans were on Saturday, at least, playing in New Orleans. So, I mean, you know, it just shows you how crave this community in New Orleans is for that event to explode, you know, for to get back the, like you say, top ten players. It's a golf craze community, as all of Louisiana is.
Well,
you
that's
know?
What I was gonna say. It's not just New Orleans, because you had a lot of guys traveling.
Oh yeah,
you know, a couple of hours, you know, here or there to come watch the, you know, and again, it's no more than getting a glimpse of him. It's not like you walk in 18 holes and getting to watch, you know, every shot and that he hits and everything. You know, but it's just being in the presence of that guy, and man, you know, Ted, the thing that really, and I think I may have texted you about this, that brought joy to my heart, and it, you know, look, if they had lost, I'd have been happy for the other team, too, because they probably deserved to win, honestly, with the round they shot in that final round, and given their, you know, their status and everything else, but it is really, since this whole live junk started, it's the first time I genuinely saw Rory happy. Yeah. I mean, really happy.
No,
and
he was
smiling and just Rory. You know, that's why we fell in love with him. I mean, he was that guy. And then the last couple of years, he looked so miserable, like burdened. You know, and I think he was. You know, he was carrying. And man, this just did wonders for him. And I would not be at all surprised to see him contend in one of the three remaining majors now, because I just think mentally this just freed him up. I mean, I think he just had a great time.
And you know what else? It showed him how much he was loved. How much he is loved, not was loved.
Yeah,
is loved.
He is.
I mean, look, I don't know if we mentioned this or not, but they went out to eat Saturday night at some famous restaurant.
Arno's, yeah.
It was Arno's?
It was Arno's, yeah.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Tony and I were deliberating which restaurant it was. Commander's Palace, it could be a host of them.
Right, it was Arno's, yeah.
When they left, everybody in the restaurant stood up and gave them a standing ovation.
When they walked in, they got a standing ovation.
So, I mean, it's like, you know, wow. This has to impress you so much that I love this. I like this. You know? I like his attention. I'm coming back.
And then for them to look, I mean, can you imagine? Tiger would have never done stuff like this. But they embraced it so much after. So, you know, they have – one of the cool things about Zurich is it does reflect the NOLA culture, okay? It's a party.
Mm-hmm.
And on weekends they have live music, you know, there for the, you know, guests. And there's no charge to go in.
They also have
listen.
The walk-up music, right?
Weekends. On the weekends, yeah.
Yeah.
So Bag of Donuts, who's a very, you know, popular New Orleans band, and they play at River Ranch a lot for the whatever
right.
they do that thing on Wednesdays.
Thursdays.
But anyway, so they're playing, and Rory and Shane McIlroy go on stage. Both have a Michelob Ultra in their hand, you know, who's the official beer, you know, of the Zurich Classic, and they're drinking beer. But, you know, they get Rory to sing, you know, Don't Stop Believin' by Journey, and he does karaoke, you know, with the crowd. And Shane Lowry's just laughing his butt off. I mean, he's just, you know, got the biggest grin on his face. And Rory's just – he can't sing a lick, you know. But, I mean, he's just embracing that moment. And I just never have seen him so happy. And I think, you know, honestly, you know, obviously the majors are going to be more special. But I'll bet of his other 20, whatever, how many majors? He's won five?
He's won five.
Five. Yeah, so he's 25 victories total. I'll bet out of the remaining 20 victories, this ranks number one on his list.
I think you're right. And so since you're talking about that, this is his 25th win. It's the seventh win for Shane Lowry. But this ranks Rory 23rd all-time. So he jumped up ahead of the two guys, Gary Player and Dustin Johnson, who he was tied with. And now he joins the ranks of Johnny Miller, Tommy Armour, and McDonald Smith as 25 wins on the PGA Tour, and so that's pretty impressive right there.
Well, he didn't have to worry about Gary Player winning any more on the PGA Tour, but I bet Gary Player's upset.
Probably so.
And also Dustin Johnson. I mean, unfortunately, and, you know, that's kind of that was sad when you kind of put it in perspective and how young Dustin Johnson still is, and he had that many victories, you know, but he's not going to get any more on the PGA Tour because he...
Doesn't look like it.
You know, he chose that other route, you know.
Yeah, and so some other things here. We talked about that. You know what I saw as I was watching on TV? And it just made me think, you know, South Louisiana is hot and humid, even though the wind was blowing and the humidity was down. It's still for a guy from Ireland, you know, to experience this kind of... Because they don't play that much in this humidity. I mean, sure, they play in Florida, but it's not as humid as here. I saw Rory on one hole where he was driving. He kept blowing on his right hand and wiping it to try to cool it off.
Get the sweat off. Yeah.
And, you know, you need that right hand for power in the golf swing. It made me laugh. I said, I hope this is not a negative to his experience down here in Louisiana.
No, I don't think he had any negatives, you know.
No.
This
was before they won now.
Yeah, yeah. No, I know. Look, they got off to a rough start Sunday. I mean, they were two over, I think, at one point early on. You know, so you at that point, you're like, oh, they have no chance, you know. And then all of a sudden, they start kind of turning it on in the last four or five holes in the front nine. And then... from there, and it's really like almost the crowd willed them on. I'm telling you, it was just something about that was just so. And I've never seen crowds like that.
No,
at that tournament, not even close. I don't think I would. I just really hope they have accurate attendance numbers because I would venture to say, I'll bet Sunday's attendance alone matched previous years. Total attendance,
right.
You know.
And, you know, kudos to Zurich. Let's give them a plug. This is their 20th year sponsoring this tournament. And, you know, they're the second longest standing sponsor on the PGA Tour. So that's pretty impressive. But, you know, I mean, like you said, this ought to pump them up as well, you know, to continue sponsoring. And, you know, you mentioned this one guy, Rory, how much money he brought to the community, you know, to the charity, the Four Kids Foundation, to the whole community, and just the buzz and excitement and, you know, economic boost was, I don't know, they need to, and he committed, I think they committed to coming back next year, so.
Well, boy, I mean, as defending champions, of course, it all depends on where it falls on the calendar, you know, that's kind of the thing, you never know where the PGA Tour is going to put it, so you hope it's not going to be a conflict with their schedule. But, yeah, Ted, I mean, when you think about it, look, every patron that's – and I call them patron. I don't know why I'm doing master stuff. But every ticket, every person that, you know, has a ticket that walks in that door, they're not walking out by spending less than $50, you know. And that's probably being very conservative, you know, because, you know, drinks, I mean, food, souvenirs, whatever. So you start thinking, well, you know, now we have an extra 10,000 people – here today because of this one guy, let's start multiplying that, you know. And then these, you know, some of them may be in from out of town. Now they're staying in hotels overnight. They're spending money in the French Quarter. They're doing this. I mean, it's just a multiply. It's just it snowballs, you know. And the economic effect is incredible. And you know what else I was thinking of? I just kind of wondered in my mind. And look, this all came over a post Ryder Cup celebration where they're, you know, having dinner together, and they say, hey, you know, why don't we play in this team event? Well, maybe now other top players say, hey, you know, man, look what Rory and Shane did last year, and look how much fun they had. Why don't we go do this, you know? Yeah. And we may see guys that we never thought we'd see there, you know, in the future.
That's the hope, you know. I mean, if they're going to come back, they might talk it up on the tour and you know, inspire other top-notch players to come back and play.
And look, I know there are two guys that weren't there that would have been there because of babies pending, but that's Sam Burns and Scottie Scheffler because they both played in the past. You know, could you imagine if Scottie Scheffler had been there this weekend also?
Oh, Lord.
You know, I mean, seriously, you know, and he'll be there next – well, unless he's going to his first birthday party. You know? I don't know exactly where it's going to fall.
Bring it to New Orleans.
I don't know when that lady's going to have her baby anyway. I mean, she was due she was due for the Masters. I mean, you know, it's going to be for the U.S. Open or what? You know, I mean, but no, I mean, it, you know, it's they're going to be there. You know, the fields are just going to get better. And man.
Well, like you said, it all depends if they're going to, you know, force the issue on the Zurich to move. Because they traditionally always a weekend of Jazz Fest, you know.
Right.
And it's the last weekend in April, the first weekend of Jazz Fest, because Jazz Fest goes 2 weekends.
And that used to be one of the big drawing points, you know.
It's always between the Masters and the PGA. So
right.
It's going to be tough, but maybe they'll make it like they did to Harbortown, you know, which is traditionally always after the Masters. They'll make it a designated event where people in the top 50 have to play. But then that's a lot of issues to overcome with team play and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, I think so. With team play, it's going to be hard to do
it,
that.
It's going to be worked out, though.
But I'm just so happy for them. I mean, because this, you know.
No bull, yeah.
I mean, they this tournament could have easily folded, you know, been one of the casualties on the PGA Tour.
Absolutely.
If they have not switched to this format, I really think. I mean, it would have been hard to maintain. You had some – it was just really a glorified Korn Ferry Tour event at one point in time, you know.
Yeah.
And, in fact, most of the players who were playing in Chittimachi would go play in New Orleans the following weekend because they could get into that field. It was that week.
Yeah.
And so this kind of resurrected it and I really think saved it. And, you know, I'm happy for them.
No question.
So on the LPGA Tour, Ted, Hannah Green won the JM Eagle LA Championship for the second straight year Sunday, holding out twice from off the green in a pivotal back nine stretch at the Wilshire Country Club. A year after she made birdie from 25 feet on the final hole of regulation and won a second hole playoff, Green, with help from Maja Stark, took the late drama out of this one for her fifth LPGA Tour victory and second one of this year. So,
and she's, along with Nellie Carter, the only multiple winner on the LPGA Tour. And then Maja Stark finished second, and it's her second place finish. So that's interesting as well.
Yeah, and you know, you kind of just go to that old, horses for courses. And I'm not calling her a horse, but certain players just love certain golf courses, you know, and they win there a lot. And so for her to defend her championship was pretty cool.
And it's the year of the Steves on the Champions Tour. If Steve Ames won the Mitsubishi Electric Classic on his 60th birthday, it was Sunday, and he had two final round eagles as he joined Steve Aker, Steve Stricker, and Steve Flesh as winners this year. I think half the winners on the Champions Tour are Steves. So
wow.
They teed it up next at the Woodlands in Houston this week. Bernhard Langer, who had that freak accident playing pickleball and busted up his Achilles tendon, is going to be there.
So this is how I know he's not really human. I kind of thought, you know, he was a cyborg, but I wasn't 100%. But you don't come back from an Achilles in 3 months. A ruptured Achilles.
He said Aaron Rodgers did.
Well, no, Aaron Rodgers did not. He said he was, but he didn't play a down. He didn't play a down of football. He's coming back this year. That's going to be a year later. Okay. So Bernhard Langer, and we know how important pushing off and the foot is in golf. It's not like you don't use it, okay? You know, so he's not human. So all his records then go out the window. So there's that. But he is married to a girl from Louisiana.
Yes, he is.
Okay.
And then Tim Winans won for the second time on the Korn Ferry Tour. It's his second consecutive win, and he won it by 4 shots. He ranks number 18th in the world. And some other excitement there. 58 was shot by Frankie Capon, I believe
it
is.
Yeah.
58, 13 under in the tournament.
And you know, he didn't even know he shot that, Ted. It's like he was walking off and he, you know, and somebody ran up to him and they started talking to him in his ear and stuff. And it's like, oh, I did? You know? And it's like, man, if you're shooting that, I don't know.
Well, he must have been in his zone.
But it does go to show you how focused he was, you know. And that's the. Is that the lowest on the Korn Ferry or tie?
Oh, they had a 57 and a 59, I think, even
they had
this
259.
Year.
Yeah.
They got a few.
Boy,
they only played 6,300 yards. That's chip and putt for those guys.
I know, but I can still remember when – was it Mike Suchak that had the
55.
No, he had the most birdies in a row, right?
No, Suchak had a 55.
55?
It wasn't sanctioned because it was a par 68 course or something like that.
But so,
Guy Berger.
When that was the big Mr. 69. Right. I mean, he had the 59.
Yeah, he had the
title.
Legitimate one.
Yeah, and it's like, man, now it's just, another number.
Yeah.
You know? They break it so often, it's like, okay.
All right. Well, thanks for fixing our issue here.
Oh, you're welcome. Yeah.
Next week, I'll have something else for you.
I'll work on the bumper music next week, okay?
Thank you. All right. Y'all have a good evening. Louisiana Network News is up next.
Hey, guys, if you're looking for the top golf experience in Iberia Parish, you need to look no further than Cane Row Golf and Turf Club. Low or high handicappers will enjoy the beautiful greens, the recently refurbished sand traps, and incredibly plush fairways. And by the way, you don't have to be a golfer to enjoy Cane Row. The brand new clubhouse sports some of the best burgers, pizza, wings, and many other choices, along with absolutely the best, most potent margaritas that you've ever tried. So whether it's golf, food, or just some fun, come to Cane Row and enjoy.
GolfBalls.com carries the latest selection of golf balls, clubs, and gear from brands such as Titleist, TaylorMade, and Callaway. Get custom fit in our state-of-the-art golf simulator or shop our selection of high-quality apparel from Vineyard Vines, Southern Tide, and Bad Birdie. Featuring 20,000 square feet of golf equipment and gear, GolfBalls.com was founded here in Acadiana 25 years ago and remains the world leader in golf customization. Located on Arnold Boulevard next to Harbor Freight Tools and, of course, online at GolfBalls.com.
Sugar Oaks Golf Course, located at 4002 Sugar Oaks Road, is an 18-hole regulation golf course. This medium yardage layout has adequate length, wide fairways, and not too difficult approach shots. Sugar Oaks Golf Course is a semi-private course that's open to the public. Our guest rates are very attractive, and our monthly dues are accommodating. Give us a call for your tee time. That's Sugar Oaks Golf Course in New Iberia. Phone 337-364-7611. 364-7611.
You're listening to KANE 1240 AM and K298CQ 107.5 FM, New Iberia.
The voice of the Tesh.